Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Aileen Drexler, Jordana Abraham, and Sammy Sage. Before they were business partners, they were close friends who've known each other since elementary school.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
From their awkward middle school years to founding Betches and beyond, get to know the women who've been making us laugh since 2011.
Who allowed you to take my breath away?
This is At Betches.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Jordana.
And I'm Sammy. And you sound really excited this morning. Like, you know,
Sammy, we had a client meeting in person last night, which was very exciting, which you were at.
Yes.
So we record this podcast early on Thursdays. So it wasn't my best night of sleep. But do I ever sound that excited? Really? Is this an excuse? I don't know.
You sound more excited other times. But yeah, those I was watching you drink those like goblets of wine. And I was just
thinking
like,
it was
going to
be a bad
fucked.
Idea for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Weirdly, the restaurant we went to served wine in like water glasses, but like very healthy pours. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I felt the hangover coming from that.
But so Mike left this morning for his bachelor party. So ooh. I have the apartment to myself, I think, for the first time since the pandemic.
What are you going to do?
Three until Sunday evening. I have 3+ days. I don't know. Just go crazy. Do all the things that annoy him.
Like what?
Like leave my hairbrush everywhere. He hates when I like leave my hairbrush like in the kitchen because I'll be like, what? Which is like, fine. It's kind of gross. But like, I'm going to order all the foods that only I want. Watch the shows that I want to watch. It's going to be crazy.
Are you feeling like anxious about his bachelor party? Where is he going?
He is going to Austin. I do not feel anxious about his bachelor party.
Okay, that's good. Austin's, yeah. You know, rather tame.
I also like, I'm not like, you would think I would be just given my like relationship anxiety, but I actually feel like I trust him and like, I didn't even think of that really.
I trust like, him too, but as a listener of You Up, mm-hmm. I had to ask.
Plus, it's funny because like when we first started dating, he went to a bachelor party in Vegas and this girl recognized him from like the podcast and she went over to him and said hello. And then he was like telling me about that. I'm like, yeah, I've got eyes everywhere.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
So you never know who might be.
Yeah, you never know who might be watching, Mike. So
yeah. No, but he's a good guy. I have no, it's funny. I'm more excited to have like a few days to like, I'll probably get like really bored and like probably like halfway through today, but in my head, I'm like, right. I have work today and tomorrow, but in my head, I'm also like, I don't know. Like I'm thinking about, just doing nothing alone, which
it's a great
in a long time.
I love to do nothing alone. You know, it's the best.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be interesting. So I'll let you know how that journey goes.
Yes, definitely. Week. If you get lonely, you know where to find me.
Yeah. but I mean, the Emmys were this week. We didn't watch them, candidly. Sammy and I both didn't watch them. I heard Ted Lasso, a show that I hate, won many, many awards.
Yeah, Emmys, not interested in watching award shows these days, especially when you have a double lineup of Potomac and Salt Lake City conflicting with the right. Emmys. No, thank like, you. I need to see what Ashley Darby's going to do next.
Who even decides who wins the Emmys? The whole thing seems like it was brought about in an age of like pre-social media where like there was like a panel of people who chose, like no one gives a shit what those people think really. I don't anyway. I guess the people who win the Emmys do, but I'm just kind of like it's 2021. The it's a jury of our peers. Like,
right. Well, people, can I be honest? Our peers also like Ted Lasso.
Like, right. I mean, sometimes our peers get it wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, and that's not just specifically for Ted Lasso, just generally speaking, like the idea of award shows in general just seem a little dated to me. right?
Yeah. I mean, they are dated. It's like all gatekeeping. And like, it's obviously
it's not how the world works anymore.
Right. And I think that's why there's like all those controversies around like Emmy's so white, because like, it's very old. You know what I mean? It's very like old school. And the people who are right. judging are not like taking into consideration like kind of what the average person thinks or what like, you know, what direction we're heading in terms of like trying to recognize not the most obvious people. Like,
right. Okay. Well, let's quickly talk about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, because it's obvious it's a season that we're talking about every episode. I'm sorry. You could fast forward. We'll put a timestamp in as to where we are no longer talking about it.
Yeah.
What did you think of last night? I watched it after I got home from Same. Our meeting. So it wasn't like my sharpest watch.
Same. I actually I watched the end and then I went back and watched the beginning. So
I feel like you do that with things. I don't know why.
It was because I got home too late. That was why.
Oh, you were watching it live?
I watched the end of the first one live. The end okay. live of the first viewing. And then there was Watch What Happens Live, which Sutton was on, and a Salt Lake City rerun. And then I watched like the first 20 minutes of the Beverly Hills episode.
Right. Did you see Kyle is in like Halloween movie or some shit?
Yeah. It looks terrifying.
It looks terrible.
I mean, I can't.
It looks terrifyingly bad.
I'm not like a horror movie person, so like I wouldn't really enjoy any horror movie. I don't like need to make myself scared. I'm scared enough as it is.
Oh, I kind of like them. I like not all of them. Some of them are like bad, but like some the well-made like thriller like
That's not scary a horror movie.
Not yeah, I guess there's a difference, but like there's movies with like suspense and like someone could get murdered. Like I like I guess it's not a horror movie.
That's
there's
a thriller.
Like, it's like a more like a murder,
a psychological like, thriller.
Yeah,
I love.
I love a psychological thriller.
Same, but I hate a horror movie. So,
right, I don't need like the gore.
Yeah,
or any
same.
Of that shit. Yeah,
same. I just need the suspense. But yeah,
but you can get really scared in a psychological thriller too.
Yeah, but like in a different, in a way that doesn't disturb me as much.
Fair.
Personally, because I don't like, yeah, I really just have an aversion to like gross blood, that kind of stuff, physical pain, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about Beverly Hills. What was the first half? They got to, they all stop at Kyle's house to all then take separate cars. It was very weird to
unclear
Del Mar. Yeah. Kathy refers, doesn't know the name of the woman who works in her house.
All right, Kathy's beginning to annoy me a little bit.
Kathy's an asshole.
Right. It's because you don't know who Bernie Sanders is. Like, shut up.
I mean, she doesn't want to know who Bernie Sanders is, I think.
But it's like, you know what I mean? It's like cute at first, and then it's like you're kind of annoying.
The whole thing, the whole like wacky, like out of it persona was like, I think people think it's like, oh, she's so funny, but actually she just is so self-absorbed that she actually doesn't know what's going on with other people. Like, it's not a funny thing. It's actually she's a huge asshole. And I know people like love her, but she's not a nice woman.
She's like Lucille Bluth. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but like
less
she's
obvious.
Also, yeah. I mean, she kind of is just like Lucille Bluth, but I also think she has like more Lucille Bluth wasn't like diabolical, and I actually think Kathy is. So
right, Lucille Bluth was more just like wildly indifferent.
Right, Kathy's not wildly indifferent.
Right. Yeah.
She's pretending to be wildly indifferent,
which is so much worse. At least me and Regina George know we're mean.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah,
Kathy tries to pretend like she's all innocent.
Literally, like, okay, so she doesn't know the name of the woman who works in her house. She calls her the lady. It's fucked up. That was the first thing that stuck out in, like, the beginning of the episode to me. And then they all take their separate cars, like, contributing to the traffic in California for no reason. So they all
they should have taken public transportation.
Or just, like, share a car. Share a car, you know?
Right.
Get a party bus. Yeah.
Fair.
So they all share a car to Del Mar. They get there. They get their rooms. Kathy and Kyle are in the biggest room, the presidential suite. And then they all sit down for like dinner.
Can I say that the hotel didn't look that nice? It was like nice enough, but like kind of old.
I think it is old. It is old. Like that is the vibe.
Yeah. I wasn't like so wowed by like the Fairmont Del Mar.
Fairmont Grand Del Mar. Maybe it's owned by the Hilton. That's why they.
I'm sure it is. I think Fairmont is owned by Hilton. Let me see.
I think you're right, actually. But that is a factor. Okay, so the dinner. I mean, the dinner was like a little bit boring. What did you think of the dinner?
I don't remember much. And again, I was drinking before it, but I don't remember there being, I don't remember being like wowed by the drama of it. It's basically the same thing where like Erica's saying that like she won't be called a liar. And then she's like, he allegedly, and they were like, why is she saying allegedly when she's the one who's, it's the idea that like, I imagine like I told you a story and then like the next time I brought it up, I was like, allegedly Mike went on his bachelor party this weekend. And you'd be like, what are you talking about? You're the one who told me that.
Right. Yeah. That is weird. I mean, okay. But that just makes it like even weirder. Like, why don't any of the women say anything to her face except Sutton? Like, why is no one ask a question?
Right. It's because I guess they don't want to like be in the center of the drama, but you would think that that would make them more like able to stay on the show.
Well, I think they're scared of her. I don't really get why, but they're definitely scared of her. Sutton is also scared of her, even though she's been vindicated. And I also, okay, I don't know if you were like paying attention to this, but like both Bethany and Camille said that they already knew about Tom Girardi like years ago. So it's like, how did these women not know?
Right. They obviously knew more. They're all like very almost like too into as actresses, like playing dumb in like a bad way. Like Brynna, like, no, yeah. No.
What?
Right.
Oh, gosh.
Right. Brynna's hypocrisy is really annoying me. I have more I think about the way that she treated also
Denise,
it like annoys me. Not that like, I mean, Denise is like this huge victim of whatever. I mean, like, but she was like demanding honesty from Denise about something that literally had not like was not hurting anyone but
Denise.
Potentially Denise's husband, I guess, maybe. But probably just Denise.
I mean, you could argue that she was like trying to push Denise to like Denise's marriage to be like fucked, you know, publicly. Right.
Yeah, but not literally no victims outside of the two of them.
No.
And like I'm sure she was dealing like she was demanding the truth there. Like she looks like such an asshole.
I mean, also the fact that like Denise and Garcelle were Rinna's friends like before this show. So she like gets her friends on the show and then she like throws them under the bus so hard.
Right. Well, it's probably almost like part of her plan. Like it's very manipulative. I feel like Vanderpump used to do that too.
Yeah. Messed up. Bad day for the Lisas.
Yeah. Oh, I just want to fact check ourselves. And I Googled it and Hilton does not actually own Fairmont.
Okay, so that's important.
I apologize for the slander of Kathy Hilton. They don't own.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I'm sure she's listening.
Yeah, oh, sure.
What is a podcast?
Yeah. What is a podcast?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them buttoned up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I love therapy. Not only are they offering you an unbiased opinion, they're also professionals in the field, and they know because you could be going through something and you'll have someone to talk through it, but you could also not be going through something. Things might arise and you don't even realize something is bubbling up. I'm really good at identifying it now, but when I was like very early in my therapy, I didn't really realize I had anxiety or it was really affecting my life. And I figured that out with a therapist and I realized how it was affecting my life. And it was just such a great experience. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Betches.
Okay. Also speaking, yeah, all these women, like, they're like, that's why I think Sutton is so, like, willing to not backtrack on her words, because she's like, they're making me feel like I'm crazy, but I know this is real. Everyone knows this is real. And she's probably just like, it's not worth it to, like look like you're supporting this, like, very immoral woman.
Right. And I think, I mean, I do think it's funny. I do think there's, like, a Southern, like, I don't know if it's a code, vibe, but it's like a thing. Probably less Beverly Hills, where I feel like in Beverly Hills, there's, like, this kind of, like, anything goes, like, do whatever you need to do to get to the top kind of, like, vibe, right. Like, have sex with whoever you need to have sex with. And, like, you know, you need to be a little shady, like, be a little shady, like, getting to the top is, like, very, like, being as famous as and as rich as you can is, like, the most important thing. And I do think there's, like, a Sutton Southern sensibility about, like, more about, like, appearances. And I don't know if it's about, like, oh, she's so much more moral than Erica. I mean, it's just more about, like, the appearance of morality, I think, is a lot more important to Sutton than it is to, like, any of the other ones.
Well, if you're trying to appear moral, you kind of have to be more, like, you know what I mean? Sometimes you can't, like, make yourself appear more moral than you are unless you actually are being more, quote unquote, moral.
Well, Sutton's trying to appear. I don't know if she cares necessarily about being more moral as much as she does care about appearing to her charities and her community as not associated with something like this, which is fine.
Well, maybe, I mean, that's, like, why she's unafraid to, like, just stick up for, like, what she thinks, because she's like, maybe that's what makes her unafraid to, like, assert her opinion, because she knows that, like, there could be consequences if she didn't.
Right. Which I'm saying none of the other ones seem to, like, have that
fear. I like Sutton. I actually, like, she grows on me more and more. Her friendship with Garcelle is real. And I think it's pretty rare that you get, like, real friendships on the show anymore. So I definitely appreciate that.
She's come a long way since her, like, fairly racist comment. Or not really racist. It's almost more like,
it's more that she argued that she
Doesn't see race.
Crystal asked her, are you one of those people who doesn't see color?
I take that back.
Crystal asked her, are you one of those people who doesn't see color? And she was like, yes. So it's not like she said, I don't see color, like, out of nowhere. Like,
she,
Crystal,
like,
asked
was implying
her.
It.
No, she was.
Right, yeah.
But here's the thing. Sutton's, like, actual friendship with Garcelle, I think, speaks more to who she is and how she's able to, like, I guess, handle a racial barrier than,
right,
like, a fight with Crystal does, because Sutton's the one who's able to have, like, a real genuine friendship with Garcelle.
Right. She, like, I mean, I thought her, like, when she was talking about, like, feeling, like, very different and alone, like, I thought that was a very interesting scene. And it was like, it's funny, like, Kathy Hilton being like, yeah, I felt different. And she's like,
because you're the richest.
Right. Like, I felt weird having more money than everyone in the room. Yeah. And Garcelle's like, yeah, I feel like that, like, every day. Like,
well, what I felt was so, okay, what left me a little bit, like, unsettled about that scene was that, like, it almost felt like the other women were treating it like almost like vulnerability porn. Like, they wanted to, like,
right,
knock,
they're,
her,
like,
down.
I'm so happy.
So proud of you for crying in front of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were like, they wanted to, like, knock her down a peg so that they could, like, I don't know,
like, they
have
were
knocked,
like,
her down.
Like, yeah. I feel like they wanted to knock her down so they could feel, like, savior-y by being like, oh, like, I'm going to give Garcelle, like, a hug and, like, let it all go because, like, you know, like, I get it or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, yeah, which is, like, not the case.
It,
I agree.
It felt like, little, weirdly exploitative. Like, ooh, we got her to cry. Now we can accept her. Like,
right. Like, hazing.
Yeah, it did feel, like, a little bit like that. So that scene rubbed me the wrong way. Yeah, I feel like we covered everything. Sutton broke her ankle or sprained her ankle. Must be because her legs are so skinny.
Why did she sprain her ankle? I don't think I was even, like, following that.
She said she had had, like, issues with her foot for, like, the past 2 years.
And she looks very thin in her confessionals, I've found.
She is very thin.
More so in her confessionals, I think, than in the show, but I guess.
Maybe she, like, both. I mean, I think the effect of being on TV makes people lose weight.
That's true. Just, well, it's kind of like you see yourself in motion for like a season and you're like hyper. It's probably like seeing yourself in a picture, but like on steroids.
Yeah. I mean, Sutton's always been thin. She also like walked. Okay. It's so funny that Erica's like, oh, Miss Small Town. It's like Sutton walked in Fashion Week. She paid for Rinna to go to, she paid for Rinna and Harry Hamlin to go to Elton John's like fundraiser for $10,000 a seat. She is like, she got that. She thought like $215,000 earrings were like a good price. Like she is so much more wealthy. Also, her husband owns like a massive hedge fund. She got half of his shares. Like she is right. So much more wealthy than any of these women. I would even argue wealthier than maybe Kathy. And ooh. Yet, and like she's on this other level of wealth that she went to the Met Gala like 5 times. Like Erica would never be invited to the Met Gala. Erica wouldn't be invited to walk in like a good Fashion Week in like a Dolce and Gabbana show. Like,
right. It's just the small town Sutton thing is, doesn't really make any
Sutton
sense.
Sutton is not small town. Sutton is high society.
She also doesn't name drop those things.
No, you like also, find the information right, after.
It's like pretty classy. So I'm saying like, she's not like she's like, you know, saying like, I'm not small town. Like I have all this money right. And like I walked in. Like she's like, it's almost like much more classy that she's not actually coming right. back at that.
She's letting, I mean, it might be that she's just sort of like too shocked to come back like strongly in those moments.
Even in the confessionals though, like, do you know what
right,
I mean?
Right, true. I mean.
Like I feel like Denise kind of said a few times like, or alluded to in her confessionals, like I'm a lot more famous than any of these women.
Yeah, that's
do you remember
true.
That where she
right,
was like,
yeah.
I was like, I mean, true, but yeah. Like, it's kind of almost like it could have spoken for itself, but she was like, yeah, I've been on the cover of like a million magazines. Cause like I'm Denise Richards.
Right. Yeah. Right. Sutton is, yeah. Sutton doesn't like, she lets people find the information, which is again, like so Southern, you know, like of right. her, but yeah, Sutton is the real deal. Like high society, like real money. Like the kind of money that doesn't talk about how much money they have because they have so much and they just don't like want to or right. need to. And everyone and Erica like loves calling like it's just I wish like everyone could know. I wish there could be like a bubble that pops up like
well, now
actually
they will.
Sutton. You know what I mean?
It's this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, I think I don't know. How many more episodes are there in the season?
I think only one and then the reunion.
Oh, wow. I'm very, very excited.
Maybe there's
the
two and then the reunion, but it's.
Who would you kick off for next year?
Rinna.
Okay. We're aligned. I would say Rinna.
Definitely also. Rinna. My second person who I would kick off would probably be Dorit. But
Dorit is almost like almost more intriguing because sometimes I like Dorit in some scenes. In some scenes I like her, and in some scenes I'm like, ugh.
Same. Yeah, I feel but the like same way.
It's like a little bit of a dichotomy, and it was almost like intriguing. Whereas I feel like this season I always hate Rinna, no matter what she's saying. She's never endearing.
No, she hasn't been endearing for a while. Like
she was when she started, maybe.
She was when she started, and she was good at like stirring the drama. But now she's like really she's become very like tactless and
right
and own it be honest Garcelle
right like what have you been honest about in the entire show like what secret family thing have you oh your daughter's like anorexia which you just probably used to get her to like to get her more famous
right
probably as like a storyline for you to like up her public like a public awareness yeah. of her.
She's such an asshole. Like she's I think Rinna is like kind of scum of the earth like as a person.
Yeah, she sucks. I don't like her at all this season and I want her to stop being mean to Garcelle.
Yeah, agreed. Garcelle is great. Like I feel like
she seems very very rational.
I hate being like, "Oh, what a queen," but like I actually kind of feel that way about her. Like I hate that like die hard like fangirling, but I am a big right. fan of hers.
Yeah. I mean, you know I don't like Kyle.
Yeah, you like, don't like
Kyle needs to stay, but I don't like her.
Yeah, Kyle needs to stay. I go back and forth on Kyle like all the time in a different way than I go back and forth on Dorit. Like I think Kyle I can't explain it. Like, I feel like she's like a well-intended soul that was sort of ruined by like her life and her circumstances. And now she's just like playing that all out.
Right. I think I kind of agree. Like, if she happened to be born into like a wholesome Midwestern family, like she would just
be
like,
a
cool Midwestern mom who like was just like a good mom raising her kids and like not that ambitious.
Yeah.
But because she was like in this circumstance. That's who she is.
Yeah. With her particular sisters and her particular mother and in Beverly, you know, in California. Right. But yeah, you can see when you see her with her family and like, even with her, like the way she talks to Mauricio, like you can just tell she's like I do believe is a well-meaning person. Although I think she's learned that the way you have to move through the world is that you have to like manipulate and be like,
right,
a little too learned
from LBP.
Right. Like, I think she picked up like shitty, like
habits,
behaviors from the people around her. But you can see when she's with her family, like she's really sweet and caring and like you can't fake that. So
I guess, although I do think there's like more there than I think she tries to pretend they're like a little more perfect than they are. Like she's definitely hide.
No family is perfect.
Like, obviously no family is perfect, but I think she like sets up this like Mauricio and I are like so deeply in love and all of our kids are like so amazing and like, I don't know. I just think there's got to be some cobwebs under there.
They're 100%.
And obviously, 100%. Like, you know, everyone has them, but I just wish she would be like a little more self-deprecating and also stop pretending like she was a talented actress. That part really annoys me.
Okay. I also think she's not smart. Like, I don't think she's smart. Right. And that's why her like,
so let's say I didn't go to college because I wasn't smart. Don't say I didn't go to college because I was like a
famous
child
actress. No, I don't think
that's
why. I don't think it has anything to do with college. I think I'm saying like she is, I just don't think she's that smart in the sense of like, she's not like, she didn't read the LA Times or she pretend like, it's just, she isn't like the brightest bulb, but I also don't think she like is trying to pretend like she is like Erica is.
She's less annoying this season than she was last season where she would start like sporadically crying and saying that everyone wasn't being truthful.
Yeah.
Do you remember her last season? She was like a lot more irritating. She stopped doing that this season. Someone must have told her.
I think another thing she learned was that like emotion will get you what you want. Like crying.
I guess she cries all the time. So it must be a
learned behavior.
Yeah. She used to cry even more. I think she's like controlling herself a little bit as we go.
Some people I think just can't hold in the waterworks.
Well, I find that annoying, but
yeah, Kyle, like,
control yourself.
Yeah, Kyle can stay.
Kyle can stay. She kind of has to stay.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rinna's got to go.
Got to go. What a shitty person. Like, she's like in my like Ramona category of just like, you are such a shithead. Like,
it's almost, she's almost worse than Ramona because
she's just like Ramona.
Because no, I think she's worse than Ramona because Ramona, like everyone around her is constantly telling her that she's an asshole. And like,
that's because Ramona lives in New York.
I know, but I'm saying like, at least there's a sense of like Ramona pays for it, at least with like her circle of friends. Like she's like, she almost like
her 50 closest girlfriends
has to work. You know what I'm saying? Like everything she says is absurd. All of her friends are constantly making fun of her for like how absurd she is. Like Rinna like never has to answer for anything.
Right.
So I find Rinna to be like a lot more annoying because she just thinks she's like in the cool group and like can do whatever she wants and no one ever like checks her.
Yeah.
At least Ramona, like everyone is like, people are caught, like it's very well known amongst like New York, even Ramona's friends, like Ramona's an asshole. And that's just kind of something we accept about her. And Ramona doesn't really care that everyone thinks that because she doesn't change.
Like, I mean, no, she doesn't change, but like Ramona's like a little more racist than Rinna. I mean, Rinna, I think was like, I think she has a lot of like,
I think she's probably bad, worse at covering it up than Rinna.
Maybe.
Rinna is just more calculated. Again, like she's more like, I think Ramona is more brazenly who she is, which is an asshole and probably pretty racist.
Yeah.
But like, it's, I find that almost like better than Rinna, who's like pretending.
Right.
For like to trying to be, to appear a certain way.
Something that's interesting about both of them, just while we're doing the comparison, is that they're both really into like money. But I think Ramona's so much better with like managing her money than Rinna is. Like Rinna obviously, like, will hustle, make money for anything. But apparently, according to Ronald Richards, the trustee in the Erica Jane case, like, Rinna's house is, like, mortgaged to the hilt. And, like, there's, and that's part of why, like, I feel like she is defending Erica, or, like, not calling Erica out in any way or questioning her at all. And I am just excited until we, like, for the day that we find out what that true tie is between Rinna and Erica.
I can't wait.
Me either.
But that's, I know we were supposed to quickly touch upon, we can't help ourselves. We are obsessed with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
That's all I can think about.
It's literally though, Sammy will send me like deep Reddit, like conspiracy timelines about Erica Jane. TBH.
They're not conspiracies. They are actually documented.
Sure.
Documented timelines.
I like care about this, but I only care about like the TV version of it.
Oh, I'm like, I care about like the crime of it.
There have been times when I realized I shouldn't have trusted my gut, like watching that extra show when I know I really should go to sleep because I have to wake up early, or buying that pair of shoes that I really don't need. Probiotics can help with most of your gut decisions, but if your gut needs a little support, Ritual has your back. I love Ritual. I used to take Ritual's prenatals. It made me feel so strong and healthy during my pregnancy. My nails were so strong. My hair was great. I just really love the brand. Their 3-in-1 supplement includes a prebiotic, probiotic, and postbiotic with 2 of the world's most clinically studied probiotic strains. Postbiotics provide fuel to the cells that make up the gut lining to support a healthy gut barrier. Ritual's delayed-release capsules are designed to help survive the harsh conditions of the upper GI tract. It's an all-in-one minty capsule, and there's no refrigeration needed. And Ritual uses scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, prioritizing sustainability-sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. There's no more shame in your gut game. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide your insides. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/betches. Start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/betches for 25% off. Spring has sprung, and that means it's time for some spring cleaning. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys, so you can make sure you're shopping smarter, not harder, no matter what you're purchasing. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of a spring wardrobe refresh, new warm weather bedding, or a flight for that summer getaway. Other apps give you points that don't amount to much. With Ibotta, just add your offers in the app, upload your receipt, and you get real cash that you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Join over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying Ibotta by using the code BETCHES when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use code BETCHES. Betches. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code BETCHES.
This actually kind of leads us into our other topics for today. We want to talk about Gabrielle Petito and the Murdoch murders. But before we get into this, like, I will say in the realm of true crime, the reason I'm like so into the Erica Jane thing is that like the true crime things that I enjoy are like financial scandals, scams, like anything with money and like rich people behaving like badly. But when you get into like murder and like that sort of thing, that's where I sort of shut off in the true crime realm, because like I just don't think it's like, I just don't think that like I don't get entertained.
That's
by
very
murders.
Interesting.
I don't find murders to be entertaining. I find like scams, financial crimes, like other types of like lies to be intriguing, but murders,
you're
like
more into
really
white
bother.
Color.
Much more into white collar. I just find like when someone died, like the speculation around it and like the consumption for entertainment is like a little gruesome and it bothers me. Like people were like gleefully consuming this like Gabby Petito content. It's like a girl was like abused by her boyfriend and he most likely killed her. Like that is not entertaining.
I mean, I don't think you can be gleeful about it. I
people
think that's
are
weird,
though. Like
I'm saying, like
the internet.
I'm saying, but Tom Girardi stole from like you're kind of gleefully into the Erica Jane thing, and then they stole like from like orphans and widows and like tsunami victims. Like is that?
That's, I mean, it's, first of all, like, I think there's a difference between like financial crimes and like murder. Like, I think there just is.
Obviously. Like, but I'm saying, yeah, like, I don't think you're wrong for being like intrigued. But like, for me, okay, I'll give you my take.
Yeah.
Is like, I don't love, like, I don't like serial killer stuff. I don't like any of that. When there is a crime, murder, or like kidnapping or something like that surrounding like a relationship or relationship dynamics, that is very intriguing to me.
That is more actually, so yeah. Yeah,
you know that's, I mean? Also, it's less more about that to me than like, oh, someone was murdered. It's more like, what is the like emotional, psychological like relationship here? And how did that like unfold to get to that point?
Yeah, no, I see that. Like, if I am going to consume a murder as content.
Like, serial killers are so random. That doesn't intrigue me at all.
I don't care. Yeah, I'm not interested in serial killers. I think it goes back to this, what we were saying in the beginning, like, I don't like gory dirt, like, you know, I don't like anything too messy, you know?
Yeah. Like your crimes through bank wires.
Yeah, I like my crimes. Yeah, nothing you can physically touch, like, about that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I mean, the Gabby Petito thing, I think, was just, like, because here's why I think it was also so gobbled up by the meeting, besides the obvious missing white women, cute little blonde girl, like, thing, which is like very clear happened with Lauren Spear too. We've talked about that, I think, on this actual podcast. It's like very fucked up. But also, it was like almost like a very Gen Z crime. Like, or like there's like, because I mean, it's funny because I heard about this case at first on Sunday night and I went to go look at Gabby Petito's Instagram. And she had, by that point, by the time I had seen it, and I saw it through a New York Times article, like 110,000 followers.
She started with like 20 or like 18, like something low, but there were some followers.
Right. And then you're kind of like looking through her posts and seeing like how they look, you know, so happy. And she's like, seems like this free spirit. And like the boyfriend, you know, this like about like composting and all this shit and like van life, which is also kind of Gen Z. Right. And then I looked at her, Instagram like last night. She has over 1 million followers.
I'm looking at it right now.
Right. Yeah. And like the comments less so on hers than like the boyfriends or the fiancés. The comments on the fiancés are just like, literally, it seems like it's out of a movie. It's just like, murderer, we're going to find you. Where's Gabby? Like all this shit. It was like, it feels like you're watching a real life Gone Girl.
Yeah, it is.
Because like,
except she didn't fake it.
I know, but I mean, just saying in terms of like, the thing is like, everyone is acting like how they would in the movies of like people, you know, picketing outside the house. Like, where's Gabby? Yeah. Tell us where she is. It's like strangers. Do you know what I mean? Like the outrage of this thing. It does. And I think that's also part of like, for me, obviously I would never, ever comment on any, like on like physically comment on any of these Instagrams. Like, I think that's like very absurd, but there's so many people, so many verified people, so many people I know who are following her and following him. It just feels like it's almost like you're watching a real life movie unfold.
Right. I mean, now I'm following them.
And also he is like, he during this all is like never disables comments, is still like starts unfollowing some of the people that he was following.
He's also like quote unquote missing, but he's clearly like on the run.
Right. I think he's probably in like Mexico or something, or like Canada, but maybe probably harder to get into Canada.
How'd he get into Mexico?
He was just a person of interest. I don't think like in the beginning, they probably didn't do anything with his passport, but I guess they would know, right? Maybe they snuck him in.
I mean, I also think the reason it was interesting is because like there was that TikTok where the girl said like, I picked him up. He paid me $200 to go like 10 miles. There was also that police body camera video where and again, it's not the police's job to be like, you can't be in this relationship anymore. But it's interesting.
It's still kind of what they tell her, like, you should leave this relationship.
Yeah. Well, they did give her like good advice. Honestly, like it was probably like, you know, the best thing they've done.
Yeah. I mean, also the social media.
Of course,
media,
they took care of the white woman.
Obviously. You know? Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the social, also like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's also like the social media element of it. Like the girl from TikTok who like picked up him up. A hitchhiker, like, found out about this case not from the news, because no one on Gen Z watches the fucking news or like is reading articles on the news. She found out about it through like other TikTok, other like Instagram posts. So it's just a very, I think there's like that element of it. Like, there's a lot of different things that kind of come together, and you see like her dad on Dr. Phil, and I'm like, this feels like Gone Girl. Like, it feels
it
like
it does. Yeah, I mean, it makes, I understand why the media like took to this. Like, I completely get that. It's just, I don't know, like, why the sensation at this level? Like,
because I think it's like unfolding in front of you. You have a suspect that's like very clearly like pretty much like you kind of know it was him. Like, otherwise you probably wouldn't just come back and not answer any phone calls or speak to anyone on her side. Like, to me, it seems like pretty obvious. He either accidentally or purposely killed her. There's no autopsy, allegedly.
There will be. No, there's
no autopsy yet. There's right. I'm saying we haven't seen one yet, but like they're
doing
one.
Well, they ruled it a homicide. Like, the manner of death is a homicide, but the right. cause of death is undetermined. Like, my question is like, let's say, okay, we don't know like how, if there was like a weapon or if he like pushed her. It seems mm-hmm. like if you push someone in a national park and they're like on a cliff, like.
Well, if they're calling it a homicide, I don't think they would label it a homicide if she just fell off a cliff.
Well, right. I don't get how they know.
But also, if she just fell off a cliff, like, it's kind of like the fact that he's not saying anything is making it like, if he wanted to push her off a cliff, like push her off a cliff and then say she fell. But like, right, don't not say anything. Get.
Maybe he used like a rock to hit her in the head, like a blunt force trauma or something. Well, that's not out there yet.
Apparently she had a friend that said that Brian had like these like episodes and Gabby had to like come stay with her at one point. So like, clearly it seems like to me the obvious answer, and again, I don't actually know, so this is me like speculating, yeah. is that like he got into an episode, got really annoyed with her, like killed her either by accident or like intentionally, freaked out, drove home. I mean, I don't know what the hitchhiking thing was. I guess maybe he like put her somewhere and then tried to find his way back to the van, but eventually found his way back to the van. Anyway, so he like goes home, he gets home like probably like the day or two later, drives straight home. And right. then he tells his parents and they're like, okay, you need to like get the fuck out of here. And then they like figure out a way to get him. I feel like there's no way he's probably out of the country by now, or like they've gotten him out somewhere.
If he's in a different country, it's probably Mexico. But
yeah, I would assume.
But who knows?
They're in Florida. So it's like,
not that close.
I know it's not that close, but it's like he had like a 3-day head start. Like, he left on a Tuesday. His parents didn't say he was gone until Friday.
Right. I think the parents also make it a little interesting, because it's like, are his parents covering for him? Like, then you get that element that you can speculate about. Another thing that intrigued me about it, and this kind of goes to like what you were saying about the relationships, is that like, think about like friends we've had when we were like that age, whose like relationships were like kind of unstable. And mm-hmm. like, you could almost see people you know or know of like in a situation where they were like getting into like brutal fights if they were on a right. road trip together. And like, it's almost like, not that it could have happened to someone like we know, or it could have maybe, but like, you could see that like sort of like contentious relationship. Like, you can right. recognize that.
Yeah, I think that's another reason why it's also like this kind of, it seems like relatable in some sense of like, also they seem so happy on Instagram, you know, and their maybe YouTube videos where they're like kissing on the mountains.
Why are they engaged so young?
I don't know. I mean, like, it seems like they didn't really go to college. They met in high school. So they've been dating for like 4 or 5 years. And then I heard on Crime Junkie where they were talking about it, that like they were engaged and then they like decided to just go back to being boyfriend and girlfriend. So they might have, it's like, it seems like a non, like, I don't think it was like an engagement in the sense that like our friends are getting engaged or
right.
I think it was like a very much like a Brian asked me to marry him, probably with no ring. And then like, And then we got into a fight. I'm speculating again. And it seems like it's like, oh, and then we got into a fight. So we're like, okay, let's just go back to being boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, not the most mature of relationships.
I really felt for her in the video, where with the cops video, where she was like blaming herself. She's like, I made him mad. Like, it was very clearly an abusive.
And also, like, the idea that she was like pharmacy tech. She was, like, saving up for this trip. And then she's, like, trying to – and it's very – that's also what seems very Gen Z about it to me. It's, like, she is, like – and then their fight that morning was about her trying to, like, start this website. And him kind of, like, I guess, her struggling to like set up this website, him not really like thinking that she was going to be like good at it. And like also just the idea of like a very Gen Z thing to do, I feel like would be like, I'm going to be like big on the internet.
Yeah.
Like that's going to be my path. And like, you know, I'm fancying myself as this like flower child, and like, this is going to be like my life, my ticket to this. It just seemed very, I'm sure like many a Gen Zer saw that and was like, yeah, I've always thought about like doing that, or like, I want to be big on the internet and not really work.
Right.
I mean, do band life and like go to all the national parks and shit.
I mean, it's really sad because like, there's no more looking for her. It's just like, where's he?
Right. I don't know. I wonder if they'll find him.
They need eyes everywhere like you got.
Right. I mean, they do have, I think one thing they've done pretty well with this is like, although I feel like if I saw him on the street, I wouldn't recognize him. Like,
I might at this point. I've seen enough photos. That nose is pretty distinct.
I've got to study the picture more, I guess. I wonder where he is.
Look at the nose. Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's kind of like there's no way he wasn't involved in some way, shape or form.
It's
right.
Impossible.
Like, there's like an impossible. Why would you not say anything?
It's impossible. It's impossible. I mean, that's probably why he's still running. Like, he could have turned himself in at any point.
Right. I mean, aren't you curious? I mean, you know, you say like this isn't like the kind of case you're like that intensely following, but aren't you curious like how she died? Like, you're going to like read the autopsy?
Like, when someone, like when it comes out, I will read it, but I'm not like, I'm much more like interested in seeking out information about Erika Jayne.
That's a media sensation also.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I'm not like anti-media sensation, since when am I anti-media sensation? I just don't think that, I don't know. He probably hit her with a rock in the head. Like, unless he had a weapon.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think he did.
Yeah. I don't know. I agree with you. It probably was like an accident or on purpose, but like, yeah, he did.
Right.
It.
And then he like, yeah. And then he ran.
Yeah.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competition for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliai was Nevada's contestant nearly 20 years ago. Now she's returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and the brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
If you're looking for simple but quality products for your 5-minute makeup routine or want full-face glam that'll stun on a night out, Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. Thrive Cosmetics beauty products are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, made with clean, skin-loving ingredients, high-performance and trademarked formulas, and uncompromising standards. It's easy to see why their bestsellers have thousands of 5-star reviews. My long-standing favorite, as you already know, is their mascara, but my favorite thing about Thrive is that they also support communities that we care about and do their best to give back. And while you know how much I love their mascara, right now I am loving their new Brilliant Eye Brightener. It is a highlighter stick made to brighten and open up your eyes, giving you an instant eye lift. You just apply it to the inner corner of your eyes to look rested and effortless. You can also use it as an eyeshadow for a perfect daytime glow, or use the metallic shades for an easy smoky eye. It goes on very easily, making it easy to blend any of the 16 shades, perfect for a 5-minute makeup or a full face glam. Spring is a great time to refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. And right now you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/betches. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/betches for 10% off your first order.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
So should we talk about another true crime case of the ilk that I don't enjoy as much?
Yes.
The Murdoch.
This one was too confusing for me.
Are you following this? The Murdochs?
No. The only information I have is from what you told me. There's like too many moving parts. My brain can't handle it.
There are so many moving parts of this one. Okay. I can tell you the murders got famous when Alex Murdoch. Okay. First of all, the reason that this is all like the family, the Murdoch family is apparently like very prominent. They're like, they basically control, like, it seems like they kind of like control the legal system in.
Simi, but you also love stories about like rich people.
I do. I love rich people.
Much more than stories about like average or poor people. Just like more, I think you find them a lot more intriguing.
Well, I just think there's so much more that is available to rich people to like do. Like this story is a great example of that.
Would you be intrigued by a rich? So you are more intrigued by a rich murder than like a.
I mean, I'm not really that. I'm not really following this case that heavily okay. either. Honestly, I just I actually find, I'm not following this that intensely either, but. The part that I find interesting is that the family is like has so much control over like the law enforcement system in their area, and they're now like they are now the suspects. That's the part I find interesting. Futile. It's like the financial control that they have is the part I find interesting.
Right,
like the cover ups they tried to perpetrate because of how wealthy they are.
Give us like, can you, it's tough. I feel like with this case, it's tough to give like a 50-foot view.
It is.
Because it doesn't make sense that way.
Yeah. I think you kind of have to go backwards because the Murdoch murders are the murder of the wife and son of this guy, Alex Murdoch. And Alex Murdoch is like the really powerful patriarch. His father's also like very powerful. I think they go back like several generations of like being like the most prominent law firm in the area, as well as like they have the Alex Murdoch was like the part-time DA of the area. So it's like they're the lawyers
be a part-time and DA.
Yeah. They're like the lawyers and they're the prosecutor, like the prosecutor. So it's, that's like the corruption piece. So basically, like, it got big when Alex Murdoch's wife and one of his sons was killed. They're both killed. But the part that I find more interesting about this is actually the fact that Paul Murdoch had kind of been on the hook for killing this girl, Mallory Beach, in a boating accident, like, a few months earlier. Or no, a few, like, maybe
Paul
it was, like, a year.
Paul is Alex's dad? Brother,
Paul son. Is Alex's son. Alex is like the dad, like the powerful dad.
Okay.
His wife is Maggie. And Paul was one of the sons but he happened to also be the son who like was drunk driving a boat and
very like succession.
Killed this girl. Yeah. So I actually think the boat accident is like a much more interesting piece of the case because they tried to frame another guy on the boat for killing her. And this guy, his name is Connor Cook. He was worried that like he was going to be like on the hook for this girl dying in this boating accident when Paul Murdoch, the son, was actually the one driving. And they all went to the hospital right after. And Alex Murdoch came to the hospital and was trying to like manipulate the story.
Right.
And that's again like where you see they get out of like everything.
So where do they stand now? Like what's the latest?
So I mean, now Paul Murdoch is dead, so like I don't think he's going to be on
someone the hook murdered
for this boating.
Him and the wife, right?
Someone murdered him and the wife, but it's unclear who. But then like 2 weeks ago, Alex Murdoch got shot in the head, but then survived. It was like a glancing wound in the head. And then he claims someone like shot him when he was like changing his tire. Someone drove by and shot him. But then a member of his law firm told the New York Times that Alex had hired a hitman to shoot him because he had taken a life insurance policy out on himself so that his son could then
The other son.
Yeah, another son. His name is Buster, like in Arrested Development. Oh my God. Could collect the life insurance money. And then the hitman got arrested and he confessed to the plot. And then Alex Murdoch turned himself in and now he's going to face charges probably of insurance fraud. But like, it's still unclear who killed his wife and his son. And there's no one who was held accountable for killing this girl, Mallory Beach, on the boat. And it's just the family.
They need a documentary on this whole thing.
They need a documentary on like the family and like
multi-part.
See, I'm more interested in like the backstory of the family. Like what other fucked up shit have they been doing?
Clearly, like, yeah, you don't just start with that.
Like, no. It seems like it's like a lot of like covering stuff up.
Right. I'm surprised they've been able to get away with that for so long, though.
Right. I don't think most people start their crime at hiring a hitman to shoot them to then so their son can collect the insurance money.
And yeah, he was, I assume maybe he was behind the murders of like the wife and the other son or something like that, or he had something to do with it.
But
or someone,
why?
I guess, was getting revenge. Maybe someone was like using that as a revenge tactic against him. The son who killed the woman seems like a terrible person, too. The one who's they also got killed.
Horrible asshole. Like, he seems like literally like the world's worst nightmare. Like, ready to become Donald Trump or Donald Trump Jr.
I need to see like a family tree.
I know.
But yeah, let's talk more about this as both of these cases unfold. I feel like we can discuss them next week because so sadly we are out of time and we got through a lot today, even though, you know, obviously we did more Real Housewives than intended.
A lot of criming.
Yeah. So much crime.
Yeah.
Is this a Real Housewives podcast or a true crime podcast?
It's both.
Yes.
As long as the Real Housewives keep committing crimes.
That's the best.
I mean, we still have Mary Cosby coming, and then we haven't even like, then you have like the housewives Jen who have Shaw. Like, yeah, right. Like Jen Shaw, we have to like cover, and then you'll have Mary Cosby. And then you got the other people. Like, what's with Reed's money? What's with Lisa Barlow's money? Like,
right. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
The intersection where true crime meets, Real Housewives.
Yeah, that's like, that really is actually my favorite corner of the world.
Because it's like it's like playing out right in front of you. It's the best.
Yeah.
All right. We will be back next week with more on this and anything else that pops up between then and now.
Yeah. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe and follow the show on Apple or Spotify. And we will talk to you next week on the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Dana Samuel. Editing by Sean Kilby and Stacey Wong. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com. Betches.